Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with director of the Kirkwood, Washington Regional Center, Tara Pickens, about a STEM festival that's happening this week. A special event is coming to the Kirkwood, Washington Regional Center later this month, and it's focused on STEM. Can you explain what's going to be happening?
Yes, the Kirkwood Washington County Regional Center, in partnership with the Southeast Iowa STEM Hub, will be hosting our second annual STEM Festival. STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, and this is just a really fun, hands-on event for students in the county and their families and students in grades kindergarten through eighth.
And what are some of the things that the students and their families will see when they go visit the center?
There are so many different exhibits and hands-on activities for the students and the families to try out. We have 30-plus exhibitors that will be in the building this evening. A lot of really cool virtual environments that they could try out. The National Advanced Driving Simulator will actually be bringing their car. That's a simulator that students can and parents can participate in distracted driving to see how dangerous that is. The University of Iowa Carver College of Medicine will be bringing down plastic organs in which students can use their surgical training technology to do simulated surgeries. Let's see, our virtual welder, virtual painter will be on hand for students to try out welding and painting in a virtual and safe environment. And then as well as a lot of really fun hands-on things the students can do. For instance, the Society of Women Engineers will be on hand and they will be teaching the students how to build their own hovercrafts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not things that you would normally see in the classroom, you know, for those kindergarten through eighth grade students.
Exactly. I mean, some of the equipment that's going to be on site this day, it's very advanced, it's very expensive, but it's also really cool. I mean, you don't get the opportunity to fire up a virtual welder and be welding in a virtual on a virtual skyscraper, for instance, on the side of the building and trying out different welds. So it really truly is something that students wouldn't be able to have the experience in their daily classroom life.
And what's the goal of this program? Why is it aimed at these younger students?
Well, we really just want to be able to excite the students at a young age about the areas of science, technology, engineering, and math. This just to kind of develop that love and passion at that early age to encourage them to continue studying in those areas throughout their educational years.
And what kind of feedback did you get after last year's event?
You know, last year was our first year, and to be honest, we really had no clue what to expect. I knew we had a lot of really cool exhibits on site, and they had some really fun activities planned, but we didn't know what to expect for turnout. We had over 500 students and parents attend last year, so we're expecting an even bigger crowd this year. Feedback was great. Everyone loved the event. They loved the hands-on activities. As I was walking around last year, I could actually hear parents on their cell phone calling friends and family members saying, you've got to come out, check this out, this is so much fun.
And there's no cost for the families?
Absolutely free to attend the event. We do recommend pre-registering if at all possible. The reason why we ask students to pre-register is their names will be entered into a raffle prize drawing. And the Southeast Iowa STEM Hub will be having some really cool STEM-related prizes that we'll be raffling off.
And with all of this, you talked about the feedback from the families who attended. What kind of feedback did you get from the presenters?
You know, a lot of times when festivals is their first year, there may not be a huge turnout. I had people emailing me that were exhibitors from last year's just saying they couldn't believe how busy that they were and that they ran out of materials towards the end because they weren't anticipating so many students and parents to be there. So they're prepared this year. They know to expect a big crowd, and they're ready to welcome students and parents to the festival.
And can you remind us again when it'll be?
The STEM Festival will be here at the Kirkwood Washington County Regional Center on Thursday, November 30th. The event runs from 4 until 7 p.m., and it's kind of come as you please. You don't need to be here the entire time. Just get here when you can. And if students would like to pre-register, they can do so online at kirkwood.edu/STEM Festival.
That's been today's Washington Page with Director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, Tara Pickens, speaking about a STEM festival for young students at the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center Thursday. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.